Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be a Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is called What It Means to Be a Funky Teacher. I want to talk about something that sits underneath everything else we do as teachers. Underneath lesson plans, underneath standards, underneath pacing guides, meetings, initiatives, and all that noise that comes with this profession. Because being a funky teacher isn't about style. It's not about being entertaining. It's not even about being the loud teacher down the hall. And it's definitely not about a persona. Being a funky teacher is about how you show up, especially on the days when a job feels real, when a job feels heavy, when it feels unclear, or sometimes even overwhelming. It's about the quiet decisions you make, the tone you choose, the way you respond when things don't go as planned. And if you ever asked yourself, am I still allowed to be myself in this profession? I want you to stay with me because that question matters. Now, before we get into it, I want to ground myself in gratitude here. First thing that I'm thankful for is teachers who stay. Not the ones who stay because everything is perfect, but the ones who stay even when they're tired, discouraged, or quietly questioning if they can keep doing this. The teachers who unlock the door anyway, who take a breath in the hallway before students arrive, who step back into the room knowing they don't have unlimited energy, but choosing kids anyway. That kind of staying matters more than people realize. The second thing that I'm thankful for is moments of quiet clarity. Those moments rarely happen in the middle of instruction. And they don't happen during observations or staff meetings. They happen when the room is empty. And they happen in the hallway after dismissal, in the parking lots before you turn the key, or on the drive home when you finally exhale. Moments where you think, hey, this is still hard, but it still matters to me. And third thing that I'm thankful for is students who remind me who I'm supposed to be. They don't need a perfect version of us. They don't need us to have everything figured out. They need a present one. And kids are incredibly honest about when they feel that present and when they don't. Well, let's get into the main topic, what it means to be a funky teacher. Funky is not a personality trait. Being a funky teacher isn't about being loud or funny or different for attention. It's not that attention seeking. Now, we as funky teachers, we can sometimes feel pressure to fit a mold, where we're sometimes told to tone it down, sometimes wondering if being ourselves is risky. Early in my career, I thought there was a right way to teach, a right voice, a right posture, a right classroom feel. And without realizing it, it's easy to start adjusting yourself just a little at a time. See, you smooth the edges, you You quiet parts of yourself. You start playing a role instead of being a person. But funky doesn't mean flashy, y'all. It means intentional humanity. It means kids experience you, not a version of you that's trying to survive evaluation season. And when kids experience a real human, they respond with trust. That trust, it changes everything. See, autopilot slowly steals the heart of teaching. Let's talk about that. Most teachers, they don't wake up one day and decide to disconnect. They drift there. Checking boxes, following pacing guides, without flexibility, doing what's required, but not always what feels right. Autopilot, it feels safe at first. I think we can agree. It feels predictable. It feels efficient. And it can keep you out of trouble. But over time, it dulls what made you care. You get through the day, you hit the targets, but something feels missing. Y'all, you're surviving. And not connecting, you're surviving. And when teaching becomes autopilot, the heart of that work starts to fade. I've seen it over and over before. Over my 22 years of teaching, I've seen it happen, y'all. We've talked about how funky is not a personality trait. We've talked about how autopilot slowly steals the heart of teaching. Let's talk about now how kids feel the difference immediately. Students know when teachers become transactional, when what we're doing becomes transactional to them. They feel when adults are present physically, but not emotionally. See, they notice when connection is replaced with compliance. You might have seen it. I've seen it over the years. Think about it. Quieter rooms, smoother lessons, but colder energy. Kids don't need perfection. They need authenticity, y'all. They need authenticity. They need to feel like the adult in the room actually sees them. And when they do, behaviors shift. Effort shifts. Learning shifts. Here's what I want to point out, though, y'all. Funky costs you something. Let's be honest about this part. Being a funky teacher isn't free. Not at all. It costs comfort. It costs approval sometimes. It costs being easily understood. I'm going to say those again because that's how important that I want to stress this point here, y'all. Write this down because it's going to be in a test. Being a funky teacher isn't free. It costs you comfort. It costs you approval sometimes. It costs being easily understood. It costs you those three things sometimes. Choosing heart means you don't get to hide. You notice kids more deeply. You feel things more intensely. You carry more emotional weight. And that y'all can be exhausting. But it can also, here's the thing, it's also why your classroom feels different. It's why kids feel safe. It's why they open up. And it's why they remember you. Funky? Well, funky is a choice you recommit to. Being a funky teacher isn't a switch you flip once. It's a choice you recommit to every morning, every interaction with students and others, every moment where you decide how you're going to show up. Some days that choice, it looks loud and joyful. Other days, it looks quiet and steady. Some days it's creativity and laughter. Other days it's boundaries, consistency, and grace. Both count. If you're still choosing kids, even on the days you feel unsure, you are doing the work. So let's say, as I do a reflective close here, I want to say that, let's talk about permission. If you need permission today, permission to slow down, permission to trust your instincts, permission to bring your full self into the room, permission to care deeply without apology, permission to be human. You don't need to earn that permission. You don't need to justify it. Teaching is complicated. You're not doing it wrong. You're doing it honestly. If you found value in this episode, head on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcasts, particularly Be a Funky Teacher podcast, and hit me up with a 5-star review. Leave a 5-star review and let me know what you think. Y'all, it helps more teachers find this space. And I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.